Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Fear of rejection. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." You may have to watch certain news channels today to grab these headlines. Father beheaded for his faith in front of his children after they were forced to watch the brutal rape of his wife and their mother because they would not renounce their faith. Wow, Dennis, what a heavy so early in the morning. The spirit of rejection falls under a larger category of the stronghold of abandonment. Desertion, divorce, rejection, burning bridges, isolation, loneliness, self-pity are all under that larger umbrella of spiritual oppression. We in America experience the widest spiritual freedom in the world today, even though they are whittling away at those freedoms every day, literally. However, we fear less of what others will do to us physically, but more about what people will think of us. And the vast majority of those are at best acquaintances and those we don't even know. Honestly, why is that? Why is it we struggle with seeing God's truth in this? If you have a saving grace in Jesus Christ, you have the mind of Christ. John 1:12, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." That means constantly have this mind among yourselves which was in Christ Jesus. What is the mind of Christ? It is a selfless, servant-centered, and humble and obedient mind. Paul asks for obedience and goes on to exhort us in Romans 12:1. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." This message is not to condemn, but to open up our eyes to the type of growth we want spiritually. But sometimes we don't know of some of these areas that are holding us back from walking in his freedom and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Our eyes are ever opening wider in the spirit realm, ever seeing things we've seen and heard about, but never really correlated them to our own personal walk. Rationally and logically, there is no reason we should allow the spirit of rejection to manhandle our lives regarding what is supposed to be the driving force of our lives versus playing to the crowd. This is a spiritual fight. Make no mistake. It begins on your knees, asking God for the strength and the grace to overcome. Take authority of this spirit in your life and in your home, in Jesus' name, and put on the mind of Christ. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.